We're on Simin Tov Reish Lamed, the halachis of the walls of a sukkah. We have learned up through, we have gone through Sif Hei, we're up to Sif Vav, and today we will be doing Vav, Zayin, and Ches. Vav is an interesting case where someone's got a building, he's building a sukkah on the roof. What does he want to do? He just wants to make a frame and put tzchach on top of it. Now, you're going to ask him, where are your walls? So he says like this, the halacha is in Shabbos, that the roof of a building, even if there are no walls going above that level of the roof, meaning, say, you've got a whole building as high as it is, and then the top of it is just flat. The roof itself has no gate, no fence whatsoever. On Shabbos, the top of that roof is considered a Rishus HaYochid. Even though for Shabbos, a Rishus HaYochid must have walls, that's considered having walls. Since the building has four walls, we say that walls keep going. Good asik mechitzasa. The mechitza just goes straight up. Once you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, it just goes all the way up to the sky. The halacha is a rishus hayachid. Once you've got walls, is rishus hayachid all the way to the heavens. Therefore, one would make the claim that the same should go for sukkahs. I have a building. I have my sukkah on the roof. I have my schach sitting on a frame. Where are my four walls? The four walls of the building are good asik. They go all the way up. This is a halacha l'moshe misinai. Well, it doesn't necessarily work. The first opinion in the Mechaber is, Naatz dalit kundesin bein be'emtza gag bein al sfasa gag v'sichach al gabon pesula. No matter where you place this frame with the schach on top of it, it is pasul. Why is it pasul? Because for sukkahs, when you're building a sukkah, you have to have walls that are made for the sukkah. The walls of your building were not made for the sukkah. The walls of your building were made for the building. In order to say a good asik, it's got to be that you made walls for the sukkah. Perhaps they're not high enough, you want them to extend further. But when you made four walls for the area underneath the sukkah, that will not be enough to make your sukkah kosher. This is the first opinion. The Yesh Machshirim. So the Shulchan Aruch says that there are those who are Machshir. Benatz al Sfas Hagag. If you did it at the very edge of the roof. Meaning, if your Schach goes all the way till it is just above the end of your roof, so that if the walls go up, they'll be hitting the Schach. Mishum Damrinan Gurasik Mechitzasa. Because we say that the Mechitza goes straight up. Amachlokas. The general rule is that when the Shulchan Aruch gives us a stam and then says v'yesh, the Ikar Adin is the stam. So it would sound as if the Mechaber is telling us that the Ikar Halachi is that you do not rely on this. Now, the only time that one could have considered saying good asik is if the roof just is at a perfect right angle to the walls, meaning the walls come up and then the roof begins. What happens if you have four walls and then the roof extends past the walls? In other words, what you have is a building, say, that is narrow, and a roof that is wide. The roof is wide. It is this surface that you put over the building that is wider and extends past the walls of the building. There would be no halacha of good asik mechitzta there. I mean, the walls can only go up if they're at the end of the roof. The walls cannot go up when they're in the middle of the roof. There's got to be something abrupt on the roof which would indicate this is the beginning of my sukkah. So that even according to that second opinion that says that it does work, that would only be if the roof does not extend past the walls of the building. Now, there's one other halacha that the Mishnah Berurah says, and that is, what happens according to the second opinion? If the walls of the house end, and then you have your roof right over it, but you put the frame of the schach a little bit in. So it's not directly, the schach is not directly over the walls of the house. What you did is you moved in a little bit, you're on your roof, you put up a frame that's just off the edge of the roof. Within three tefachim. Now, generally speaking, we say lavud. Anything that's within three is like it's there. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Lavud, together with good asik mechitzta, that we will not say. A lavud, together with it, that'll not be enough. That will not be kosher. So even according to the opinion that we do say good asik, a good asik with a lavud, we will not say here. Okay, now we go further. We are up to Siv Zayin now. Sichach al gabe mavui shiesh lo lechi. Now, this is a Gemara that discusses the halacha, that anytime something becomes a kosher place for Shabbos, for carrying, so the halacha is that because of that, it'll work for sukkahs too. It'll also be good for a sukkah. The first case discussed is the halacha of a mavui shiesh lo lechi. There's a machlokas rishonim imshad in this. The Mechaber follows the Shita of Rashi, and what is that? We are talking about a mavui, meaning a big open area that has two parallel walls, and that's it. It's got two parallel walls. And at one end of it, you made a lechi, which means you put a little plank of wood, say. So what you have is two parallel walls and a little plank of wood. And then you put schach on it. The halachi is that that is kosher. Why is that kosher? Because for Shabbos, you'd be allowed to carry there. Now, the problem is for Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry there. The halachi is that midrabanan, unless you have three walls and then a lechi on the fourth side, it would not work. So what exactly is Rashi talking about? The answer is, it is the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos and many other Rishonim in Erevin that in order to create a Rishus HaYochid Midda Oraisa, all you need are two walls and a lechi. That lechi, that little protrusion coming off perpendicular to one of the walls, you have two parallel walls and then you have a little protrusion at the end of one of them. The halacha there is that on Shabbos, mida oraisa, that has a rishus hayachid. The Rabbanan do not allow you to carry inside it. The Rabbanan say that you've got to have three walls and a lechi to be able to carry. But mida oraisa, it is a rishus hayachid. Now, in order to understand how far that goes, even after the Rabbanan, what will happen if someone throws an object from a rishus harabim into this mavui that has two walls and a lechi? According to Rashi, Tosfos, the man is chayiv skila. He has violated Shabbos. He has carried from, he has thrown from a rishus harabim to a rishus hayochid. Now, within that rishus hayochid, you're not allowed to carry. Midrabana. But midaraisa, that is a rishus hayochid, is a full-fledged rishus hayochid. Rashi therefore understands that since midaraisa, this lechi, has turned the area into a rishus hayochid, for sukkah, that will be enough to say we have three walls here. You don't have your shtayim kelchasna and shlishas afilu tefach in the way you were supposed to. Remember the rule there? You need a pas dalid. But if you have a lechi and it works for Shabbos, the halacha is that that will be good enough to turn it into a sukkah. This is Rashi's opinion, and the Mechaber follows it. The second case that the Mechaber discusses is be'er shiyesh lo pasim. The halacha of pasi biros was a special heter that the Chachamim made for the Olei Regolim. People used to come up to Yerushalayim. It was a long travel. They would come up with their animals. Remember, they would take advantage of Aliyah LeRegel to bring all of the karbanis that they owed, plus they would bring whatever karbanis they wanted to bring in Yerushalayim itself and the ones that you're supposed to bring for Yontif when you're Olei LeRegel. So they came up with their animals. So there was a real problem. They traveled a long way. Where are they going to drink? So the most obvious thing to do would be to give them the drink from a well. Well, there are problems, because the well is a Rishus HaYochid. Where they were walking was a Rishus HaRabim. It was a Rishus HaRabim. So how will you be able to give your animals to drink? The Rabbanan made a halacha that you can create a Rishus HaYochid in a very interesting way. You put down four diyomdim. What is that? Four right angle pieces, each one an amma wide on either side. That means you'll have a right angle of an amma here, right angle of an amma then parallel to it, and then on the other two sides, you find yourself four right angles. Four right angles. In those four right angles, you have an amma going each way. It is considered as if the area is completely surrounded by walls, and there you are allowed to carry within that area. Well, once the Rabbanan made that for the Olei Regolim for Shabbos, the same halacha works for Sukkos, and that is, it will be considered a sukkah. Those diyomdim, your four amma, 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 all of those will together make for four walls of a sukkah. You could put schach on it, and that is kosher. This is the Mechaber Shita. The Bir Alokh is Medayik from the Lashon of the Mechaber, and it's actually the Lashon of the Rambam, that this only works when there's a well there. In other words, the Rabbanan didn't just say that you can do this wherever you feel like it. It's only if there's a well there. So that for sukkahs too, in order to be a kosher sukkah, you have to have a well in it. If you don't have a well in it, then it's not going to work. Then you have to have shtayim kilchaslan shisla filotefach by putting four corners. That will not be enough. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, ve'ein lahatir el b'makom shalev lechi upasin matirin li'inyin Shabbos. Let's go back to the Mavui. We said that the Mavui, we have two parallel walls and a little lechi, a little protrusion on one side, that the reason why it works for sukkah is because on Shabbos, that would be considered a reshus hayachid. But you're not allowed to carry there midrabanan. You need, we said, you need three sides and a lechi. The Ramah holds that for sukkah too, it would only work if you have three sides and a lechi. Well, if that's the case, we have a real problem. Because who needs the halacha of Shabbos then? The Gemara is telling us, since it works for Shabbos, it'll work for sukkah. All you need for sukkah is shtayim kilchasn u'shlishas afilu tefach. Certainly three walls are good. So if you already have three walls and a lechi, why do I need Shabbos making this a kosher sukkah? This should be a kosher sukkah anyway. I've got three walls. What could be better than that? So Tosus explains, you do have three walls, but you didn't use all three for your sukkah. You only put schach on half of it. In other words, you have two parallel walls and one wall at the side. The fourth side is completely open. So again, two parallel walls, you have a wall at one side, and the other side is open. You put your schach, starting from the open wall, the open side, halfway down, halfway through the sukkah, halfway across the sukkah. So what do you have in your sukkah? Your schach is being supported by two walls and an open side. On the fourth side, it's open too. Well, eventually you're going to hit another wall, but that wall's outside the sukkah because you have no schach over it. So as far as Shabbos goes, you don't need schach for Shabbos. As far as Shabbos goes, I have three walls, and if I put a lechi there, I'm allowed to carry inside here. Says Tosvis, if I'm already allowed to carry inside there, then even though my schach only covers half of it, and in my sukkah I only have two walls and a lechi, because the third wall is outside my sukkah, since I'm allowed to carry in this area on Shabbos, we consider this a sukkah. It is a kosher sukkah, and you can use it on sukkahs. Similarly, with regard to the possible